In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning into the Word for Life broadcast brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Once again, I'm your host, Jake Schnorr, and I will be continuing our study on the life of Josiah. And we're looking at a man who was committed to being the Lord's in every aspect of his life. A brief summary of where we have been thus far is, first of all, a divinely dedicated life seeks to please God. Please God. Do you want to please God with everything in your life? Another point that we observe from the life of Josiah was that he surrounded himself with godly people. Do you surround yourself with the people who are going to point you in the right direction? Or do you simply surround yourself with people who you're comfortable with, who you enjoy, who think and act just like you? Do you surround yourself with the people that will point you in the direction that God wants you to go? Third, we looked at a dedicated life will submit to the Word. And we looked at Josiah and how when he came in contact with the Word of God, his heart instantly responded exactly how God wanted it to respond. 2 Kings 22, we saw first that he responded by demonstrating a conviction of sin. We saw that he tore his clothes and he cried out because he realized that he was not obeying the law of God how he was supposed to, and the nation as a whole was not obeying. So he was convicted of that and he cried out. And we thought about our lives. Do we have a conviction of the sin in our life? Or do you simply consider the sin, but you don't have a conviction of it? We looked also at having a concern for others. Submitting to the Word of God will require you to be concerned about others. If you go through your life as a Christian and you have no concern of those around you, of the unbelievers, or even the believers who you come in contact with, you are not submitting to the Word of God. The Bible calls you to love your neighbors. The Bible calls you to love your enemies. So whether they're your neighbor or they're your enemy, you are called to love. One husband complained to a pastor saying, Pastor, I realize that I am supposed to love my wife, but you don't understand. Right now, she doesn't feel like my wife. She feels like my enemy. So the pastor rightfully reminded him that even if you don't consider her on the level of wife, maybe consider her your neighbor, you're called to love her. And even if you don't consider that, if you consider her your enemy, you're called to love her. We can't get away from having a commitment and a concern for those around us. And if you are lacking in that, you want to have this fire burning for those around you, submit to the Word. Bring yourself in alignment with the truth of God's Word, and God will give you the desires of your heart. We looked also that the submitting to the Word brings consecration, that Josiah wanted to consecrate his heart for obeying the Word, that his heart was tender and that he humbled himself before the Lord. But finally, we see that submitting to the Word will bring commitment. Submitting to the Word brings commitment. Look at 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 3. We see Josiah, once he hears the positive feedback that God was going to spare the kingdom because of his repentance, Josiah wants to rejoice. Josiah wants to celebrate, but he doesn't celebrate in a frivolous way. He celebrates by committing the nation to obeying everything that God had commanded. Look at verse 3. It says that the king, obviously Josiah, stood by a pillar and, underline these next words, made a covenant before the Lord. So first of all, submitting to the Word brings a commitment. He wanted to keep everything that the Bible, or that the Word of God had said. So they made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments, his testimonies, and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul. You can stop right there. This word keep that Josiah uses to describe how he wants to interact with the Word carries the idea of guarding, of shielding, of protecting, and even treasuring or valuing. The first thing that he wants to commit himself to is valuing and treasuring the Word of God. But notice he doesn't just say the commandments. He doesn't just say statutes. And he doesn't just say testimonies. He uses all three. And God repeats an idea, it's for a very specific purpose. And I will submit to you, and I'm not going to be dogmatic about what I'm about to say, but I would submit that the reason why there's three different words used is because they convey three different ideas of how the Word of God affects us. First of all, commandments. This carries the idea of direction. Josiah wanted to value and keep the fact that the Word of God gives him direction in life, where he needs to go, shows us the path we need to go on, the direction. Statutes, this has the idea of limitations. The word in Hebrew carries the idea of like a border or a wall delineating how far in any direction you should or should not go. So the Word of God doesn't just tell you where to go, but it shows how far you need to go. And Josiah wants to guard and cherish the fact that the Bible does that for him. But finally, testimonies. This carries the idea of information. It shows what we need to know along the way. So Josiah, bringing it all together, he says, I want to keep, guard, and value the fact that the Bible, the Word of God for him, gives him direction, tells him where to go, tells him how far to go, and it tells him what he needs to know along the way. He wants to keep and guard that. That's the first aspect of his commitment. But look at the second aspect of his commitment. He doesn't just want to guard the Word of God. He wants to obey the Word of God. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 3, continues on and says, he keeps it with all his heart and with all his soul to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant. So this commitment was motivated by valuing all the aspects of how the Word of God affects us, but he also wants to perform all of it. Some people think that they can be dedicated to the Lord without being dedicated to the Word. That's just simply not true. As believers, we are committed, heart and soul, completely allegiant to the Word of God. However, some of you may be listening and you're convinced that you need to have the Word of God affect every area of your life. But let me ask you this question, which is harder for me to answer, which is, are you committed not just to have the Word of God a part of your life, but are you committed to obeying the Word of God in every aspect, immediately obeying? Or do you have a harder time obeying certain things that the Word of God is calling you to do? It's one thing to acknowledge that the Word of God should be a part of your life, but do you immediately obey it? Goldberg, in his commentary, illustrates this when he writes, it appears that believers have become like people who go to and from a cafeteria. All throughout their time, they're picking and they are choosing what is exciting, what is easy, or what is convenient, and skipping over the hard demands that call for drastic change. He goes on to say that how can God speak to such a people and give them gracious renewal when they are not willing to take in everything that God is offering? I want you to notice as well that Josiah, his life of dedication led to a shielding from God. Again, a dedicated life will be shielded by God. Look at chapter 22, verse 20. This is the response that Josiah gets from the prophetess, who describes that because of his heartfelt response, because of his repentance, God would spare his life. Verse 20 says, surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. So because of Josiah's response, God spoke through the prophetess and said, tell this to Josiah, that because of his repentance, I will gather him to his grave in peace, number one. But second of all, he will not let his eyes see the calamity which he was going to bring about on Israel. Now, if you fast forward to the end of Josiah's life, we realize that he died still at a young age. But when you begin reigning and taking on the responsibility of a nation at age 8, you may not live very long going out to battle and fighting all the wars for the nation, but we see that he died still at a relatively young age. Some people say because God took his life early, it negates the fact that he was protecting him and brought him to his grave in peace. However, that's not the case. If anything, because God took him home early, that brings out more of the fact that he was brought to his grave in peace. Because the qualification of, is he going to his grave in peace? It's qualified by the next phrase where it says, and your eyes shall not see the calamity. In other words, whenever in the future he would be passing away, but it would be before seeing the nation which he led would come to destruction. It would come to ruin. And so because God spared him of that, of seeing the nation crumble, he would be going to his grave in peace. But also he spared him of just dying of some painful disease or painful illness or calamity. He went to his grave in peace and that he did not go through extreme physical harm. And so God was rewarding the repentant attitude by shielding him from future pain, shielding him from future illnesses, and by going to his grave in peace. Josiah cared about nothing more than glorifying God and seeing the nation of Israel prosper. And so a life of obedience is shielded by God. Now you might be thinking, okay, well, if you're saying that I obey the word, then God will never bring sickness. He will never bring hunger. I will be rich beyond belief. That is not at all what I'm saying. I am saying that you will be shielded spiritually by God in your life when you are walking in obedience of him. We know that from Galatians that when you are walking in the spirit, you are not fulfilling the desires of the flesh. You can't be walking in the spirit and fulfilling the desires of the flesh. There is a protection that happens that when you are obeying God actively, you can't be simultaneously obeying the world or obeying the flesh. There is a protection, a shielding that happens when we are obedient to God's word. So a dedicated life brings a shield. So when you think about those in your life that maybe are being shaky in their walks with the Lord, or you think about the teens or the young kids that are either in your own household or in your church, and you're concerned, where will they be in 10 to 15 years? What can you do that can help solidify their belief in the God you believe in and set the example for them? Well, first of all, are you dedicated to seeking to please the Lord? Commit yourself that you want to please no one else. Second, are you dedicated to submitting the scriptures? Are you dedicated to submitting the scriptures? Finally, are you dedicated to surround yourself with those who love the word, who want to point you in the right direction? Are you committed to being a godly follower, not just desiring to be a leader? Statistically speaking, again, 7 out of 10 kids will likely be leaving the faith when they get to the ages of 18 to 24. Larry Richards gives this concluding thought for the life and the ministry of Josiah. He says, Josiah reminds us that whatever the spirit of the times are, we are to be fully committed to the Lord. Once Josiah came to know the Lord, he showed himself willing to do God's will, whatever the cost. Thank you again for tuning in. Until next time, Lord bless.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.